The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him, they asked him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "Well, what are you then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Well, are you a prophet?" He answered, "No." They then asked him, "Who are you so you can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the path of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or a prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you have not yet recognized, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan when John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Great.
Great? I feel cold, you know. Today, we are in the third Sunday of Advent. The third Sunday of Advent is called Rejoice Sunday. This joyful Sunday reminds us that we are preparing for the very joyful occasion of the birth of Jesus. Today we lighted the rose candle. See there. Did you notice? And the priests wear rose vestments to express our joy in the coming of Jesus, our Savior. The purpose of rejoicing, it is not Christmas. We have a few more days to celebrate Christmas. Why we need to rejoice? Why? That is the joy of Christmas. Soon we are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So we need to rejoice before his birth. We need to rejoice for the celebration of Jesus' birth. That is the Rejoice Sunday. Rejoice Sunday. The readings for the third Sunday of Advent reminds us that the coming of Jesus, past, present and future, is the reason for our rejoicing. So we need to take three things in the life of Jesus. The past, the first coming of Jesus. The present coming in the form of Holy Eucharist. And the third coming, the last coming of Jesus. So we need to meditate on these three comings of Jesus, and we need to rejoice. So, the readings also urge us to make the preparations required of us as we await the rebirth of Jesus in our hearts and lives. In the same way, while we rejoicing, we need to prepare ourselves. Don't miss preparing. We need to prepare ourselves and we need to rejoice for the celebration. So, in the first reading also we heard On this Rejoice Sunday, the first reading tells us that we should rejoice because the promised Messiah is coming. The promised Messiah is coming. As our Savior and Liberator, saving us by liberating us from our bondages. We have so many bondages in our life. Do you? I have so many. Do you have any bondages in your life? Oh, okay. I thought you are all happy. Still you have linked with bondages. The bondages will never go, you know. It will be always coming and pushing our life. So, he is ready to come and release us from every bondage in our life. And in the second reading, St. Paul says, rejoice always. Not only on Christmas Day, not only on Thanksgiving Day, not only on Easter Day. Rejoice always. No pain. Rejoice always. That is what St. Paul says. By leading blameless, holy and thankful lives guided by the Holy Spirit. So, when we are blameless, when we are holy, we rejoice. Otherwise, the bondages will attack us. So, we need to be blameless. Then we can taste the joy. So, Christ is faithful to his promise that he will come again to reward us. Even we are in the bondages of so many things. But when Jesus comes into our life, he will save us. He will redeem us from all the bondages that are in our life. And when we come to the gospel reading, the New Testament begins with John the Baptist. He bridges the Old and New Testament. He is the first of the New Testament witnesses and martyrs. John the Baptist is the first martyr in the New Testament. We know in the apostles, Stephen is the first martyr. Before Stephen, John the Baptist is the first martyr in the New Testament. So, he is the herald who prepares the way for Jesus and who announces his mission to the people. He is the voice of Jesus. He himself says, I am the voice of Jesus. I am the voice of Messiah. And who showed Jesus to the people and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John the Baptist is the one who introduced Jesus to everyone. He himself says to his disciples, he also had disciples like Jesus, John the Baptist, he had disciples. He says, hey, here is the Lamb of God. So when Jesus was passing, John the Baptist shows to his disciples, hey, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And in today's gospel reading, we have an interesting interrogation. That is one part. John the Baptist is one part, and another part is there. The interesting part is interrogation. The Jewish people were expecting Messiah, and John the Baptist appeared in the desert and began to preach the word of God. After long break, long gap between God and Israel people, John the Baptist came immediately, like a force, like a fire. He came and he was preaching. So, all people are expecting Messiah. So, after hearing about John the Baptist, people had doubt. is this man? Is he promised Messiah? So they had lots of doubts on the John the Baptist. So the priest and the Levites came out from Jerusalem to find out who this John the Baptist was and whether he was the Messiah. And so the priest and Levites asked the questions. Hey, John, who are you? Who are you? Are you the Christ? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Who are you? Because they want to clarify whether he is Messiah or not. That's why they ask all these questions. So John says that he was not the Messiah. I am not the Messiah. I am not. Because they were expecting Messiah. John says no to Elijah. Because they were awaiting the prophet Elijah, who had been taken up to heaven and was expected to return to prepare the way of the Lord. So Elijah was taken to heaven, alive. People know. That's why people are expecting that Elijah may come again as a prophet. John says that he was not prophet like Moses. I am not prophet. I am not Messiah. I am not Elijah. I am not prophet. But John says that he came for testimony to bear witness to the light that all might believe through him. So he is the light. He is the witnessing to the light. Light is Jesus. I came to witness to the light, to Jesus. I am only witness. I am not anyone as you think. I am only witness to light, to Messiah, to Savior, to Jesus. John did what he was doing to open people's eyes to the person standing among them, to the Messiah who was in their midst without their realizing it. Jesus is among them. The Messiah is there. The Savior is there among them. But people are not realizing. Jesus is all, is there. When the John the Baptist is there, Jesus also is there. He is ready to begin his mission. But no one is identifying him. That's why John the Baptist says, I am the witness to the light. The light is among you. You are not notifying him. You are not searching for him. He is among you. So John the Baptist is a witness to the light, the Savior. Today, we are all followers of Jesus or disciples of Jesus. So now we to have a question. As priests and other people asked John the Baptist, who are you? And today the readings also ask us, who are you? Who are you? We need to think. Who I am? We need to think. We can answer at many different levels. Who I am? We know. We know what we are and what level we are. Each person knows who he is. Yet, the deepest level in a spiritual level, who am I before God? Who am I before God? We are all in front of God. We are all in front of God. Then who we are in front of God? We need to think over that. Like John the Baptist, we are witness to the light. We are called to be witness to Jesus Christ the Savior. Like John the Baptist, we are all called to be witness. So we need to continue the mission of John. That is who we are. We need to, who we are in front of God. In front of God, we are witnesses to Jesus. And we need to carry the mission of John the Baptist in our life. So our calling is to make him known, to allow him to shine forth in our world through our lives. Our life is light to Christ. We are light and we are salt of the earth. Jesus himself said, "You are the light of the world." Yeah. Do you know? You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. How nicely Jesus gives a proper meaning to our life. How valuable our life is. We are, you are the light, Jesus says, seeing us. So, there are so many people who live in darkness and poverty and who lack real freedom. Also, many feel lonely, unwanted, rejected, and marginalized. And they are blindly attracted to the worldly things. All these people are waiting for us to reflect the light of Christ and to turn their lives into experiences of joy, wholeness, and integrity. So many people are in trouble. So many people are in the bondages. So we need to become light to all those people like John the Baptist. So let us remember that Christmas is not complete unless we show real generosity to those who have nothing to give us in return. There are so many people who wants to see the light of Christ. And we need to become light to those people. So, the light of God has already come to us. If we are not yet welcome, let us welcome the light of Christ in our lives and in the life of others. Do you welcome Jesus? Do you welcome Jesus in your life? Just, we need to ask a question today. Really? Only one voice I heard, like John the Baptist. Who is that John the Baptist? So we need to realize that we welcomed already at our baptism. At baptism, we welcomed Jesus in our life. And we need to be aware whether Jesus is alive in us or not. So if Jesus is to be born anywhere today, it will be in the hearts of his followers. We are representatives of Jesus. So, Leo Tolstoy, once he said, "Everybody thinks of changing humanity and nobody thinks of changing himself." Everyone will think, "He must change, he must change, Father Thomas must change, and Deacon must change, or she must change, and that boy must change." We always expect change from other people. And we need to realize that whether we changed or not, that is the celebration. If you realize that you are changed, then there will be great joy and there will be real happiness of celebrating the birth of Jesus. So, but we are the faithful who brings changes in our lives in this Advent season and who brings changes in other people's lives as John expected. We need to change our life and we need to change other people's life. So let us pray to Jesus to bless us more in this joyful Sunday, to point out Jesus to others as a savior of the world, as John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to the Jews. So, to whom we are going to point Jesus as a Savior? To whom we are going to point out? I can point out you all. Hey, Jesus is our Savior. So, whom you are going to point out? No one. Point out yourself. Point out to yourself. Then that will become light. Then you can point out to other people that light.